This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. The school year is almost over for most Central Texas students, and many are ready to get away on a summer vacation. But imagine a different kind of vacation from smartphones. Yep, completely setting aside those devices that feel indispensable to everyday life. Austin area certified life and relationship coaches Janice and Rock Rockman didn't plan to ditch their smartphones, but they'd been doing technology-free days already since 2010. And when both of their smartphones broke in 2016, they opted not to repair or replace them, but rather to see how smartphone-free living would impact their lives for a year. So they signed up for a landline, ramped up their email usage, and waited to see what would happen.
It was challenging.
It was challenging.
It was fun and challenging.
It was.
All right. So what was fun?
So the fun part was the fact that we connected like we hadn't in a long time. We spent a lot more time together. I read more books. You know, we just had a lot more really, really great family time. So that was some of the fun stuff. The challenging things were like, I need directions to
KUT.
You know, the theater. And they would laugh at me because I would go and print directions from MapQuest. And they're like, what are you doing, dude? Like, nobody prints directions from MapQuest anymore. Also, what was challenging was family and friends. They didn't know how to get a hold of us because we didn't make this big announcement like, hey, everybody, we're going without phones, no phones, this, that, or the other.
Emailed it out. I emailed everyone like, hey, here's our landline.
Folks start getting like, hey, I can never get a hold of you all. And then we started this thing. The best way to contact us is email. Well, obviously, some folks don't want to do that. I don't want to have to email
you. And by the way, I never had trouble with patients or clients, but on a personal relational level. It was like, I can't get you.
Did it have a ripple effect, though, for any of your family or friends?
Absolutely.
Did any people say, hey, maybe we should try this too, or maybe we should cut back a little?
So many people, whenever we share this story that we went without cell phones, almost every person says, I need to do
the same. It's almost organic.
How did you do it?
The thing is, like, staying connected while still setting a boundary for yourself. And I think that's a greater message in all of this. And especially with everything we have going on with technology and Facebook and privacy and just all of that. For me personally, I'm a self-proclaimed or professed recovered people pleaser. So for me, the benefit was having the freedom to believe that, you know, if I wasn't always accessible for people as soon as they needed me, that I could still have value in their life and that I could still have meaningful relationships. And so the people that really wanted to stay in touch did. And I think it helped clarify and strengthen relationships.
What was it like for you then to not be available to anybody anytime?
I felt as though, oh my gosh, if I can't be there to answer someone's question or to go run an errand or help them out on some level, well, what's going to happen to this relationship? Because if that's my perceived role, at least, that I have to always be there for that. So it was very difficult for me at first, but I knew it was a good difficult because in the end of it, again, it only strengthened those relationships. And to this day, I still do not have text capability on my smartphone. I still correspond by email. And you know what? I just actually answer my phone when people call.
So what happened at the end of that year period of time? Did you say, all right, we're gonna get smartphones now?
So it got to the point where some of the challenges just began to abound. And it was like, you know what? I think it's time. We've done this for a while. It's been great. I think it's time for us to tap back into technology. We started actually with a flip phone. We would flip that little thing out and folks would laugh at us. Like, I didn't even know they made those things anymore. Like, and so we started with the flip phone and then eventually we rolled out.
I got my smartphone first and I was like, I think I'll just use it for business.
And this was just a couple of months ago.
That long ago.
Were you able, though, to not get sucked back into using it, though, for all the things that it had?
For the most part. I won't say every day is that way. We have a very full life and a lot of responsibilities with business and things like that. So there are days where I feel a little out of balance, but I did keep the same principle. When we didn't have our smartphones from, I guess it was 2016 to 2017, we would check in at 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and then if we were working late, 9 o'clock again. So it gave Rock and I actually something to look forward to. It was like, ooh, like we get to check in. What I did is I transferred that same time to now. I pretty much try and check like my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of all of my email accounts and voicemail around 9, then again around noon, then again around 3. And then that way I'm not constantly feeling that I need to pick it up.
I don't take my phone into business meetings. I don't, take it into a conference room.
We don't bring them into the bedroom. We just have alarm clocks in there, like regular old alarm clocks.
So you do realize kind of pulling away from it a little bit, you realize you really don't need it that much.
How do you deal with the fact, though, that that different smartphone behavior and attitude is way outside the norm? You know, we see everybody, they're walking down the street, they're looking at their phone. You guys don't act that way, but most of the rest of the world still does.
Yeah, people notice it, though, and then they ask about it. And I've literally had people say, I noticed you're looking at me. Wow, like we are still human beings, not human doings. So I think if anything, people notice it more. Like the people that's heads are down, they'll look up and they'll see us all out at the park and our children are actually playing and we're actually playing with them and we're not on our phones. And then people will stop and ask or say things like, wow, I need to put this thing down.
Teens today, younger children today, they don't have any comparison. Yeah. All they know is a world where this stuff is all available to them. How might you guide younger people, millennials, teens, younger children through this when it's literally all they've known?
You know, a lot of the way that we do our work is we try to create like universal principles that can reach a demographic that goes beyond age, ethnicity, you know, nationalism, socioeconomic status. And so even with the younger ones, if they have a cell phone, and a lot of children in elementary school do, turn the cell phone, flip it over. If you're, you know, if you're in a space with other people so you can engage, it's okay to turn it off for a while. And then for children that are begging their parents to get phones, like ours was, who's only 9, by the way, she and I, we share a cell phone. So she posts on our Instagram, but it's parent-approved post. Even in that, as a parent, you can build a relationship with your child. Nothing trumps personal connection. Even if our son, JW, is on the iPad and I say, let's go, or if his dad says, why don't we go play trains for a while? That iPad is a thing of the past.
It is.
So the message is not to demonize technology or you know, oh my gosh, everyone throw your iPad. So, no, don't balance. Do anything with it. It's how we use it.
Rock and Janice Rockman are certified life and relationship coaches and founders of the online Rockman Institute Center for Behavioral Health and Wellness. Thanks so much for sharing your story and your time today.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you. It's always fun seeing you.
We love it. We love it.